This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
It's quite mysterious how this works because, like, I brew my coffee as hot as I can make it because I like it warm. I'm not a cold iced coffee drinker. And dropping it in the Burnout mug means it's going to siphon off just enough heat to make it really nice for me. And then it holds it there for an hour if it takes me that long to drink it. A cup of coffee in a Burnout mug is going to be good for 90 minutes, maybe up to 2 hours, and still be warm enough to drink. Now, if you are a coffee drinker and it takes you 2 hours to drink a 16-ounce cup of coffee, you are obviously just recreational. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Mick Jagger used to sing about this, and his song could sort of summarize the 2018 midterm election results. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometime, you find you get what you need. No, we didn't get what we wanted, which I wanted to retain control of the entirety of Congress. But we did get what we needed, which was an increased Republican majority in the Senate. And, apart from the numbers, the incoming Senate will be of a higher quality. And not the ones that are still there are still smarting off of Kavanaugh. The ones that are coming in, well, they're going to be more loyal to Trump anyway. John McCain has passed away. Jeff Flake and Bob Corker have quit. So this bodes well for the upcoming judicial appointments over the next 2 years. As for the House, the conventional wisdom, even from the conservative punditry, is that losses in there were mild when measured by historical standards for midterm elections, especially in the modern age. And this is absolutely true, but it still stings given the amazing economic growth the U.S. has experienced in the past 2 years. We have rising wages, record low unemployment, high level of consumer optimism, and a soaring stock market. So you have to wonder, what in the blazes were the people who voted Democratic thinking to risk this economy? And I don't mean the radicals and the bitter, hardcore Democrats. These people hate everything good that is ushered in under Republican leadership. They even hated it when Ronald Reagan defeated the USSR. I mean the run-of-the-mill Democratic voter. The one who actually believes that, this is the better philosophy for them. My only explanation is that there may be some that are entrapped in the media bubble, that they have been brainwashed to instincts that vote Democrat. And this helps explain how Democrats like Andrew Gillum, Kyrsten Sinema, Stacey Abrams, and Beto O'Rourke came very close to winning. And I know right now everybody's saying Sinema has won, but we'll see how that works out. The media and their unrelenting attack on Republicans, and Trump in particular, are a major factor why Republicans lost the House. And another contributor was the Republican Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. under this man's inept leadership, there was very little done to advance the Make America Great Again agenda. And where was Ryan this election cycle? Was he out hustling and campaigning for Republican candidates? No, he was too busy listening to his money master's voice and was criticizing the president on immigration. And with Ryan gone, the House Republicans will be stronger too. So, as you look out over the landscape, what is the one reason that the often predicted Democrat blue wave, what was the reason that this did not transpire? And the answer, the one thing that is different now in all cycles, of all the cycles I have cited, is who is the president? The one thing that is different now is Donald Trump. Those campaign rallies for Republican candidates carried the day in a number of Senate races. Without the Trumpster and his relentless, no-holds-barred campaign effort, the country would probably be facing the prospect of a Chuck Schumer-led Senate and a Nancy Pelosi-controlled House come January. And the last of Trump's many campaign rallies was at Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and which is where Rush Limbaugh hails from, and of course he was there. He often says he has talent on loan from God, and judging from Trump's activities over the past several months, he obviously has energy on loan from him. More and more, the Republican Party is becoming Trump's. And despite this loss of the House, Republicans still have the upper hand, holding the Senate, the presidency, and an improved judiciary. It is the Democrats that have the wind to their faces. And that's especially so in that the Democrats are dealing with Trump and not some soft-touch rhino like McCain, Romney, or Bush, who their lapdog media allies are used to pushing around. One thing that has happened since this election is that Jeff Sessions is gone. And it's not that Jeff Sessions is a bad guy. He is not, nor was he prepared to be an executive guy. He stumbled out of the gate, and he did not have the balance to recover. He had a signature skill as a legislator, but he was very ill-prepared to be an executive. So Sessions is a good and noble and accomplished person in his own right, but he's a tragic example of this. And, you know, I honor his willingness to be very early and very credible during the candidacy of the president. He was not exceedingly pleased to, you know, he gave up the Senate seat and served as Attorney General. He was a distinguished Eagle Scout, student body president in college, a private attorney, and a captain in the Army Reserve, a United States attorney. Reagan nominated him to be a United States District Judge, a nomination that failed a Senate vote. The lengthy and controversial machinations of the nomination are still detailed in Wikipedia today. And after Edward Kennedy torpedoed that, he became the Attorney General of Alabama for 2 years, and a large part of this career was at U.S. as a U.S. Senator from 1997 to 2017, all of which led to his becoming a supporter of Donald Trump, a staple at Trump campaign rallies and being ultimately confirmed 52-47 as Attorney General of the United States. And he began his tenure at DOJ supported by the president. And they envisioned a Department of Justice in the hands finally of a stalwart and skilled warrior willing and able to undo the corruption of the previous attorneys general. And everybody was happy about that, and that lasted for about 20 minutes. And then the wolf in the fable came along, the inexperience of a legislator in an executive position. So he did a couple of missteps, like recusing himself from the Russian investigation. He should have been in charge of this the whole time. He handed it off to Rod Rosenstein, who's been mismanaging that and just allowing Mueller to just go on and on and on and on. And Sessions is not a stooge, but he just was not prepared to do that. So I wish him well. I think he's talking about going back into the Senate. We'll see. But let's see what we have going on coming up in front of us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. It truly is drink it now technology. I mean, you can literally pour it in there, screw the lid on it, get everything in place, and it's ready to go. That's how long it takes to absorb the heat and then make it a drinkable temperature for you. And then it's just going to keep it right there for you. It's a lovely thing. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Gun control is the most cynical undertaking politically I've ever seen in my life. The most cynical undertaking. Case in point, the Tree of Life synagogue rampage murderer. The murderer killed 11 worshipers and wounded 6 more, including 4 of the responding police officers intent on stopping them. Whenever one of these murders exploits the dangers posed by entering a gun-free zone, that's when I become incensed. The gun-free zone is a falsehood. Gun-free zones are like, you know, it's like the speed limit sign. That doesn't make it to where you can only drive that fast. The term itself sounds falsely utopian. It conjures images of safe zones or areas of protection where reality proves to be precisely the opposite. It is much easier to conjure clever terms that promise protection than it is to deal with the fact that evil exists and it feeds on weakness, which that is simply a point. Likewise, reality does not support the position of anti-gun politicians and the media. And while gun-free zones are merely red meat for these murderous cowards, well, I'm beginning to stray from my point. The problem with gun-free zones and the problem with these politicians that exploit them is that they are selective in their exploitation. Tree of Life, which was a full-on rampage murder with a rifle, with an AR-15. How much did you hear coming out of the usual actors on that one? And why do you think we didn't hear from the usual actors on that one? See, whenever one of these tragedies is perpetrated, there are typically 3 common threads: mental health, a soft target like a gun-free zone, and a host of media and politicians with gun control agendas that begin to spew their rhetoric while the smoke is still dissipating. So when I watch the coverage of this rampage murder unfold and details were released, 2 of the 3 elements were predictably obvious. The murderer chose a soft target, which was the Tree of Life synagogue, a gun-free zone. He had a history of mental illness as identified by a previous interaction with law enforcement, where he agreed to voluntary commitment after a suicide attempt. But the 3rd element to the gun control advocate's response was conspicuously absent, because there was no moral outrage. None of this, don't give me your thoughts and prayers, we need act. No, we didn't hear any of this. Did you hear any of the usual calls to repeal the Second Amendment or ban AR-15s or standard capacity magazines? Did you hear or read any of these claims? That's because the politicians were silent on this one, the anti-gun politicians, and so was the media. Now, for a moment, and, you know, this is the eternal optimist that I can be sometimes. My first reaction was a little bit of happiness. I thought, they get it. They finally get it. After I thought about it for a minute, then another fact pattern began to emerge. It was much more insidious, because this silence was intentional and politically motivated, but in a much different way. A major push for gun control less than 2 weeks before a midterm election would not help their gun control agenda. It doesn't anyway. But in this case, it would incite gun owners who vote Republican for the most part and send them to the election booth. And so they made a choice. And when they did it, they showed their true colors. These are not social justice warriors. They pretend to be. Repealing the Second Amendment or vilifying and outlawing standard capacity magazines or their so-called assault weapons is not at the top of their agenda. Politics and political control are their real motivation. You might expect, man, you know, see some political games from the politicians, but let's not forget that the media's usual rally against our Second Amendment rights was also not there. This was not an accident. This was a coordinated act between politicians and the media. Political motive. Political motives sway politicians, but the media's silence was due to nothing less than its reluctance to veer from the wishes of its political masters. All of the usual political talking heads and their media lapdogs said nothing. And this points to this is true collusion. And the lack of response from gun control politicians and the mainstream media also reveals that their assault on our Second Amendment rights is not so much an ideology as it is a political tool in their little bag of tricks. So if you follow the path of this logic, you can see why the anti-gunners did not haul out their tired and overplayed gun control arguments. And that's why the media was conspicuously silent and failed to tout common sense gun control during their Pittsburgh coverage. It is not that they have suddenly come to the actual common sense realization that gun-free zones breed environments for tragedy. It's a play against the Second Amendment via political gamesmanship, but in a much smarter way. If you think of a political scale with the Second Amendment on one side and gun control on the other, and after a high-profile event such as Pittsburgh, the anti-gunners typically do not attempt to place a thumb on the scale. Or they do. Well, you know, they send Dianne Feinstein or Chuck Schumer out to jump on it with both feet, actually. And this is both overt and obvious. This time, they played a different card, one that is much more dangerous. They were all silent. Placing an invisible thumb on the pro-Second Amendment forces' side of the scale, it was not done to help our cause. It was to suppress our urge to rally and vote against the anti-gun candidates, which may have worked in this time. Absent the overt call for gun control and banning particular guns, you know, I was encouraged to go out because I know their game. And their silence was as much a referendum against Trump and his policies, including his staunch pro-gun stance, as anything. So, I don't have a hidden agenda. My agenda is based upon the oath I took as a service member, which, as far as I know, I was never relieved of, even though I'm no longer in the service. So, allow me to reinforce your cynical view of the Democrats with that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Today, before heading off to France with the First Lady, President Trump signed a proclamation blocking certain immigrants from claiming asylum. The move is expected to face a wave of legal challenges. The president spoke to reporters about the plan.
People can come in, but they have to come in through the ports of entry, and that to me is a very important thing.
Three wildfires in California continue to destroy homes and structures and force thousands of residents to evacuate. Two fires are in Southern California, and a voluntary evacuation order was issued for a part of Malibu. Meanwhile, in Northern California, the town of Paradise, which is near Chico, is also under evacuation orders. Now, the governor did declare a state of emergency. And in Georgia, Republican Brian Kemp declared victory, while Stacey Abrams, the Democrat in the race, has refused to concede, insisting that outstanding votes could still trigger a runoff. And votes in Arizona are still being counted there in the Senate race and race for Attorney General. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not quite wizardry, but it's really interesting and it's really great if you are a coffee drinker. Check them out, burnoutmugs.com. At 5:17 a.m. this past Monday, November the 5th, in Anne Arundel County, a Maryland man was shot and killed in his home by police as they tried to carry out a red flag gun confiscation order. A gun violence restraining order. A a minority report order. Trying to look in the crystal ball and say, he might be violent later on down the road. These kind of laws give the police the right to confiscate firearms from a person without due process through something called an extreme risk protection order. And all it takes for a judge to issue an extreme risk protection order is one person stating that the subject is a danger to themselves or others. With extreme risk protection orders, authorities do not give the accused a chance to rebuke the charges before a judge issues the order to take the accused's firearms. These have actually been in the, you know, in the United States since 1999, starting out in Connecticut, but they did not spread until recently. But before this year, only five states had red flag laws. Before 2014, only two states had laws on the books. Now, 13 states have a red flag law, including Florida. One of the big pushes for red flag laws in Connecticut was the number of people committing suicide. Connecticut claimed that these laws significantly reduced gun-related suicides, but a CDC study showed these red flag laws only prevented 1.6% of gun-related suicides in Connecticut. That study also showed that some of these people went on to commit suicide by other means. This is not treating suicide. This is treating gun ownership. Extreme risk protection orders. According to the Libertas Institute, they approved 98% of all search warrants, the courts do. Most shocking is that in their research of warrants in Utah, they found the courts approved 60% of these orders in less than 3 minutes. Now, since the burden of proof for a search warrant is much higher than a single person's statement, you can deduce that the courts will issue extreme risk protection orders at the same or higher rate than that of search warrants. And the red flag law is a relatively new law in the state of Maryland. Republican Governor Larry Hogan signed the bill into law in May of this year, and a law went into effect on the first of last month. And in a little over a month of going into effect, tragedy struck as police arrived at the door of Gary Willis just before dawn to serve the extreme risk protection order and seize the 60-year-old's guns. According to police, Gary Willis opened the door with a pistol in his hand. He initially put the gun down, but he picked it back up and then became irate at law enforcement when they tried to serve him the order. A struggle began for the gun between Willis and one of the officers at the scene. According to the Anne Arundel County Police spokeswoman, Sergeant Jacqueline Davis, a second officer in the home of Willis shot and killed the Ferndale man. None of the officers trying to serve the order were hurt. Shell Willis is Gary Willis's niece, and she described her uncle as a person who likes to speak his mind, but was harmless. She stated that her uncle wasn't a danger to anyone and questioned the police response. This is a direct result, probably, of Facebook posts. People looked at his Facebook posts and said, well, he's obviously a danger to himself or others. So, the thing about these red flag laws is in any other thing where they're going to come and serve anything against you legally, they have to go through due process, except in this one where they have denial of due process. And these laws are just gun confiscation orders. That's it. Directed and targeted. Now, not too many people know all the details of this, what led to this, what did Mr. Willis say. Now, we know that her aunt, Michelle Willis's aunt, took out the order on Mr. Willis. She said it was just family being family. The Maryland judiciary has denied all requests to see any protection orders dealing with Mr. Willis. Although Willis's niece, Michelle Willis, said her aunt took out the order. She said it was just family being family. They're also being tight-lipped about the calls for the order to be taken out on Willis due to being legally restrained to the amount of information that can be released to the public because of the law dealing with extreme risk protection orders. all information in an extreme risk protection order is automatically marked confidential and cannot be released. I guess that makes it, in case of the unfortunate moment where you come up against a citizen who says, I'm being denied my due process and I will fight to the death for this one. It takes a court order to unseal the documents that didn't take a court order to get in the first place. And I have been complaining about these for a long time when California was describing that they were going to do this. California already had a law. They were looking at this after Elliot Rogers. They went and saw Elliot Rogers. They have something called 5150. They could have done it then. In Maryland, during October, there were 114 petitions, and in Anne Arundel County, 19 of those they made up 19 of those petitions. So it is a growth industry in Maryland for this targeted gun confiscation, and that's all it is. This is targeted gun confiscation. You can have it happen to you for saying the wrong thing, for doing the wrong thing. I mean, you can be a gun owner who's cleaning your gun and watching the Patriots game and get mad because Belichick is still doing all of his junk, and somebody with the right, or with the wrong intention in mind can just try to give you a hard time by, you know, turning you in for an extreme risk protection order. No investigation necessary for these things. It's not a slam dunk. You get your due process a couple of weeks after they take your guns. But first, they take your guns. I've never seen anything like this before. Well, not in the United States, anyway. This is truly leftist land. We have allowed way too much to occur here. It's going to be sort. We're going to have to work towards reversing this at some point because it will only get worse if we don't. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
I cannot say enough about these things. For those of you ladies and gentlemen that like your coffee, that like to commute and always get upset because your coffee gets cold, this is the answer for you. Whether you're in a duck blind or in the car, whatever it is, this will change the way your day goes. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Now, a long time ago, there was a movie called Boys in the Hood, and Cuba Gooding Jr. was in this, and he had this one scene where he wants to lash out, and he sits there, and he's just swinging in the air, and he's lashing out because something is, a tragedy has just occurred to him. One of his friends has just been killed. Here is a heartbreaking example of this kind of lashing out. Her name is Susan Orfanos. She is the mother of one of the Thousand Oaks, California shooting victims who managed to survive the Las Vegas shooting. But give it a listen.
We lost him last night at the borderline shooting. My son was in Las Vegas with a lot of his friends and he came home. He didn't come home last night, and I don't want prayers. I don't want thoughts. I want gun control, and I hope to God nobody else sends me any more prayers. I want gun control. No more guns. My name...
Unfortunately, for Ms. Orfanos, which, here's the thing about this kind of a tragedy. I get her pain. I understand her pain. I thankfully have never gone, had to go through it. But I understand that she is in an emotional bad place right now, and I get that. So, on the other hand, the only problem here that I see is that what she is wishing for doesn't exist. There is no, that Pandora's box has been opened a long time ago. The Chinese did it a long time ago. As soon as that technology began, it was going to do nothing but advance. The problem that I have with her desires is that this happened in California, in a gun-free zone, where they said no guns allowed. The 21-round extended magazine that the Marine Corps veteran used to kill everybody that was loaded into his Glock 21 initially is illegal in California. That didn't keep it from being in his possession, because in California, while you may not be able to go to the local Dick's Sporting Goods and buy a 21-round Glock 21 magazine, you can go across the border to Arizona and buy one. You can go to Nevada and buy one. You can go anywhere, pretty much, in the United States and buy one. They do, you know, most of them are, you know, most states do not have magazine restrictions. A few do, no doubt about it, but most don't. This no more guns thing will solve nothing. It will be worse if there are no more guns. And this is a beautiful example of this, because I just talked about the Tree of Life synagogue shooting. And I'm sure that there are loved ones of that shooting that are sitting there just hurting just as bad as Susan Orfana's. And nobody's interviewing them. Fine Frankenstein came out. She, fresh off of her newly, she gets to stay in the Senate until she's 130 now, I guess. I don't know. She is not a friend to gun owners. She never has been. She's never going to be. She despises the things, even though she's been known to carry herself. And, of course, like so many other anti-gunners, these gun regulations are for the little people, not the special class like herself. But she released a statement calling for increased regulations in the wake of the Thousand Oaks, California shooting. Dateline Washington, Senator Dianne Feinstein today released the following statement. Today we add Thousand Oaks to the ever-growing list of communities that have suffered mass shootings. These mass murders are depressingly pervasive. Schools, theaters, malls, offices, synagogues, grocery stores, bars, concerts, churches. They're inspired by racism, revenge, terrorism, or just pure hatred. And the one common attribute, easy access to guns. Some will say California's strong gun laws didn't prevent the shooting, but without stronger federal gun regulations, there's little California can do to keep guns coming in from other states. Without stronger laws to prevent straw purchasing and close the gaping holes in our background check system, a presumptive murderer barely has to lift a finger to buy a gun. Some will say we need more guns, not fewer, an absurd claim in a bar full of students with security guards where an armed police sergeant was killed. Republicans argue we shouldn't talk about gun policies after a mass shooting. They're wrong. This is exactly the time we should be talking about enacting gun safety measures. We don't know all the details of this latest shooting, but we do know how to start to reduce the frequency of these murders. What we're missing is the Republican willpower to get it done. A renewed ban on military-style assault weapons, which has no place in civilian society, is ready for a vote. A bill to ban high-capacity ammunition magazines is ready for a vote. A bill to ban bump stocks, which Republicans agree should be illegal, is ready for a vote. A bill to close the gun show and online loopholes is ready for a vote. Bills to prevent terrorists from buying guns, keep guns away from domestic abusers, and allow loved ones to get a gun violence restraining order, each is ready for a vote. We could hold these votes next week and have bills on the president's desk by Thanksgiving. And instead, the Republicans refuse to take any action at all. This failure is to act as cowardice of epic proportions. We may not be able to stop all gun violence, but that doesn't mean Republicans should be allowed to bury their heads in the sand and not try to stop any of it. What we're lacking is intestinal fortitude from congressional Republicans and Trump to say enough is enough. As long as they stand in fear of the NRA and worry more about the power of the gun lobby than the lives of their fellow citizens, we'll see more Thousand Oaks, more bodies lying at the foot of failed Republican leadership.
Wow.
Dude used a Glock 21 there, Diane. No military-style assault weapons, no bump stocks, one high-capacity magazine. He probably bought his gun legally. He didn't use any online loophole, as far as I know. I haven't seen anything about that. It's like she completely ignored what happened in Thousand Oaks while composing a list of her hope and dream for gun control. So the killer didn't use a assault weapon. He used a Glock. And a Glock is a semi-automatic handgun, which would be banned by her assault weapon ban. He didn't use a bump stock. It was a semi-automatic handgun, and if it's what I'm thinking, it probably is legal in the state of California. So it would not be impacted on whether or not a bump stock is a thing you can buy. California already has a ban on high-capacity magazines. No more needs to be said about it. There is no gun show or internet loophole. If you buy a gun on the internet, it goes from one FFL to another FFL. You have to pass the background check at your local FFL to pick it up. What she's demanding are universal background checks, but she lacks the fortitude to actually say so. So she couches it in misleading language. And it's not that different, really, from building a soapbox from the bodies of the dead. And the reason they don't allow armed personnel, the reason they don't allow armed citizens in these places, is because they want citizens to die so that they can try to get their gun control. This killer complied with California's gun regulations, and 12 people are still dead. And it's disgusting. Don't throw the synagogue in there. You let that sit, remember, so that you can get reelected. Now the election's over, and now it's time to go for gun control, isn't it? You'll never get there. All of these Democrats calling for this are just nothing better than ghouls. And that's it. We'll be back Monday. And between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.